श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री मथुरा धाम की जय, श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशुता। श्रील प्रभुपाद की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। सो माय डियर बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, हाउ आर यू डूइंग? I thought I'll wait till at least I'm 70 before I address you like that. But then yesterday, after Swarnaradhika's speech, I was thinking that after all I'm 62, so maybe I can address you like that. So how is everybody? Well rested? I feel bad actually, because I was thinking that after breakfast I go and take some rest, but you all can't take rest after breakfast. You have to just, of course, maybe you're, because your bodies are younger, so you can probably take it on your stride. So, the seminar, today the point we are going to discuss is, yesterday we discussed about the special significance of Sankirtan. So, what is the spiritual significance of Sankirtan Yajna? That is the means to enter into Golok Vrindavan. Vaidhi Bhakti, generally the way devotional service was designed before was meant to take living entities to Vaikuntha. But in this age, especially after Krishna performed his pastimes in the previous Dwapar Yuga, after performing his pastimes, Krishna considered how will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan. Krishna himself considered that. I revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever enter into Braja Leela? So Krishna, therefore, decided to appear not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead but as a devotee. And he introduced a very special process, that is the Yuga Dharma of this age, Sankirtan. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai. And yesterday we had a very extensive discussion on how Sankirtan actually is Raganuga Bhakti. Now I will just ask if you have any question up to that point. Is it clear? Or if you have any doubts, I am prepared to clarify those doubts. Yes, Madhumati, give her the mic, please. something is, what is going on? Some beeping sound? Huh? Oh, I see. Okay. Yes, Madhavan, give her the mic.
Maharaj, I had one question about Lord Chaitanya. You mentioned that how Krishna thought that he would come as a devotee. And so Lord Chaitanya comes as a devotee. So how is our worship towards him? Is it as a devotee or is it as Krishna himself?
Yeah. Both. Both. Yeah. But he is here as a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is a devotee. But at the same time, we are worshipping him on the altar. So the understanding is clear that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, he has appeared as a devotee. So both this understanding must be there. Like, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like a devotee. We can't deny that. Like, he's acting as a devotee, yet he is the Supreme Personality of God. So, when we surrender ourselves to that devotee Krishna, the conclusion that you came in to yesterday, that when the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipped not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead but as a devotee following Vaidhi Bhakti, that is the means to enter into Vrindavan, which actually indicates or which is serving or following the Ragatmika Bhakta of Vraja, which is automatically leading us to the Raga Nuga Bhakti. See, Vaidhi Bhakti is automatically taking the shape of Raga Nuga. We are not rejecting Vaidhi Bhakti, we are following Vaidhi Bhakti, but it is being transformed to Raga Nuga Bhakti because the role that the Lord is playing. He came, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet he came with the mood of Srimati Radha. Is that clear? Okay. So any other clarification? Yes, yes, Radha Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I have one question. It is said in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are three reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And the most external reason for his appearance is Nam Sankirtan. And there Krishnadas Kaviraj also describes that actually this Nam Sankirtan is being performed by the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who has entered into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. He is the one who is the actual cause for performing the Nam Sankirtan, because Yugavatar, you know, every Kaliyuga there is Yugavatar, and every Yugavatar of Kaliyuga performs Nam Sankirtan. So it is not actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but rather the Yugavatar who has merged within his personality. And then there is another shloka which comes in Raghu Bhagavatamritam. It is also quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rupa Goswami says that Sanva Vatara Bhavaha Pankajanabhasya Sarvato Bhadraha Krishna Api ko anya natasvati premado bhavati, that who else other than Shri Krishna can give that Vraja Prema? Not even his incarnations or other expansions can do that. So it seems as if Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who is performing the act of Nam Sankirtana by being merged into the body of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot give the Vraja Prema. Only Mahaprabhu can directly give Vraja Prema. Then what's the link between
I got your point.
Yeah.
Yeah, the link is, in order to understand that link, let's go back to Krishna's pastimes. Is Krishna, in Dwapar Yuga, is he the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, or Nanda Nandan, Brajendra Nandan, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Nanda
Nandan. Nanda Nandan.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that aspect of Kshirodakshay Vishnu as the Jugavatar is also there in him. So he is there in the personality, but the personality that appeared is not the incarnation of Jugavatar of Kshirodakshay Vishnu, but the Swayam Bhagavan, Shri Krishna. Similarly, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thing, appearance also, like that the personality who is appearing as the to inaugurate or to establish or initiate the Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, that is an incarnation of Kshirodakshay Vishnu. Right? In other ages, it would be just him. But in this particular age, it is Swayam Bhagavan Shri Krishna has appeared as Radha Bhavadduti Subalitam. The other incarnation is not Radha Bhavadduti Subalitam. Right? The other one is just the Jugavatar. So, in order to understand that, let us consider Anarpita Choring Chirat. See, Choring Chirat, Anarpita Choring Chirat is not the Yuga Dharma.
No.
Right? And Korunayava Tirna Kalo. And Samarpaitam Unnato Ujjalo Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. So this Swabhakti in Unnato Ujjalo Rasa is not given by Yugavatar. So that is the Anarpita Choring Chirat aspect of it. Right? So yes, the Jugavatar aspect is there, but at the same time, it is far beyond that.
So that means that the Jugavatar aspect only gives the Nam Sankirtan,
yeah.
Whereas the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna,
right.
Who is appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the one...
He is giving the Braja Prema.
He is giving Braja Prema,
yeah.
Along with the Nam Sankirtan.
Along, in the form of Nam Sankirtan.
Or
yeah.
In the form of Nam Sankirtan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the specialty.
Okay.
Like in this, that's why Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. In other ages, they wouldn't get Krishna Prema, they would get Vishnu Prema. I mean, Vishnu Bhakti. As a result of Nam Sankirtan. But in this age, one is getting Krishna Prema.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Gopika. Give her the mic.
Krishna, so yesterday I understood that the way to go into Vrindavan is by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya, but sometimes I feel that I am more attracted to Krishna, like in a prayer or something, I feel more comfortable saying Dear Krishna rather than Dear Lord Chaitanya. And so I'm wondering if, like, does it matter because although Krishna said, take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, it doesn't matter if we're still going to Krishna directly. And also, in the Bhagavad Gita, many times Krishna says, like, he makes it sound so easy, you know, just surrender and you'll come to me. So is that me in Vaikuntha, or is that me in Vrindavan?
That Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna is instructing, is the Vaikuntha aspect, not Braja aspect. But Braja is coming at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja.
So is it okay, like while still being in the movement, to have more of an attraction towards Krishna, even though?
Yes, attraction to Krishna is there, but that attraction is predominantly in Aisharja Bhava. In the mood of awe and reverence, right? But that to develop that mood of madhurya, that mood one cannot force into. You cannot force into Vrindavan. You cannot force, I will become Krishna's friend, or I will become Krishna's mother. That is not up to us. That is up to Krishna to offer us. Now, in order to invoke that mercy of Krishna, that he would give us that prerogative, we have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Okay. Like, that is why first is Vidhi Bhakti. We have to follow Vidhi Bhakti. We cannot transgress that step, that phase. But this is a very special kind of Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God as a devotee. And that will qualify us to enter into this Madhurya Bhakti. Yes. Okay, sure. And then I'll take you, Vrindavan. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Actually, I was reading Raghavartma Chandrika of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, in the last part, Chakravarti Thakur mentions that those who worship Radha and Krishna through Raghanugumar, Raghavar, they attain Vrajalila or Golok Vrindavan. But those who worship the same Radha and Krishna through Vidhimar, they attend either the Dwarka or the Mathura pastimes of the Lord. So now if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, so this question arose in my mind. Actually, I am facing this doubt. So how is the Vidhi Bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha and Krishna, give us entrance into Vraja Leela? If the Vidhi Bhakti unto Radha and Krishna cannot give entrance into Vraja Leela, how does the Vidhi Bhakti and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah, the difference is, you see, Vidhi Bhakti to Radha Krishna and Vidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See the difference. You see, Krishna himself is saying that the whole world worships me in Vaidhi Bhakti, and but by following Vaidhi Bhakti, they go to Vaikuntha. Right? How will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Right? That's why bhakti bhav ongikar kori, assuming this bhakti bhav, Krishna himself is assuming the bhav of a devotee, bhakti bhav ongikar kori, assuming this mood of a devotee, which is actually the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna came, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the difference is here, that you worship Radha Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti, you go to Vaikuntha, which is Dwarka, right? Dwarka is Vaikuntha, or at the most Mathura. But you know that those two regions are predominantly Aisharjapar. But following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to Vaidhi Bhakti, something else is happening. And what else is happening is that you are seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. Now, which Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna of Braja or Radha Krishna of Mathura or Dwarka? Braja. So when this manifestation of Radha Krishna is revealed, then what will be the natural mood?
The Brajabhav.
The Brajabhav. Right? So that is how it is actually revealing the Braja, you know, which is the Raganuga Bhakti. Right?
Okay. My doubt has been.
Thank you. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Yes, Sri Vrindavan Prabhu, just take the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is, I'm not sure it was covered yesterday, I was not there. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made a statement saying that one who does not chant at least 64 rounds of the Mahamantra should be considered fallen. This I have read. I do not know the exact reference of where it is. Now, in that context, Srila Prabhupada gave us utmost mercy and made adjustments saying that it should be 16 rounds and I will take you back to Godhead. Now, I was talking to some other senior Vaishnavas who were actually talking about the topic of someone who is performing Vaidhi Bhakti, who is entering into taking the preliminary steps of Nishtha, trying to enter into Raghamag. At that time, the recommendation was, again, one should chant as many rounds as possible, more than 16 rounds, so that one develops Namaruchi, and at that time, one can possibly enter into Raghamag. So the question is, we have utmost faith in Srila Prabhupada's instruction, but at the same time, what is expected of us in terms of sadhana, for us to enter and qualify ourselves, at least to step into aspects of Raghavati?
Yeah. the chanting, you see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's chanting, instruction of chanting 64 rounds, and Srila Prabhupada's instruction of 16 rounds, is not also the ultimate. These are, you can say, the prerequisite or qualifying factor, right? But the actual consideration is to chant 24 hours a day, all the time, right? Now, chanting all the time, how will it happen? It will happen through total involvement. And you can also consider both, although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I also don't really know whether he gave it as a mandate, you know, that 64 round is a must. I don't know whether, how correct that is, or in what context he may have said that. But I also know one thing, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not really just encourage sitting down and chanting the holy name. Right? Actually, one of his disciples were very fond of chanting the holy name. He used to, in Bagh Bazar, that temple that he had, on the roof there was a small room. And he used to sit there and just chant all the time. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that sitting at a quiet place and pulling the strings, pulling the beads, he didn't even call it chanting. He said, pulling the beads, one cannot go back to Godhead. So, you see, both Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada emphasized actually the service as the most important consideration. Spreading the movement as the most important consideration. You know, Prabhupada sometimes even told devotees, you don't have to chant. Like, one devotee who was supervising the construction of Vrindavan, when the construction was going on, the temple construction, he told Prabhupada that he's so busy there supervising the construction, he doesn't have the time to chant. Prabhupada said, that is your chanting. Your service is your chanting. Another time, Prabhupada was walking in the morning around Mayapur. And in those days in Mayapur, we had the, what's it called? The mills. I mean, the weaving, what's it called? Handloom. We had the looms, hand looms. And there were those days, you see, because of from Bangladesh, many people came to India during the war, and quite a few of them joined, and they by profession they were actually weavers. So Prabhupada told them that they should just weave clothes, and those clothes could be, you know, sold to different temples around the world. So one morning when Prabhupada was walking, he asked, why the weaving is not going on? It was early in the morning. Why they are not weaving? Because they were all closed, you know. So the devotees told him that they all were chanting in the temple. Prabhupada said, they don't have to chant in the temple. This is their chanting. Khatak, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada went like that, you know. When they actually, you know, weave, you know, like when you weave, you actually make the, what's it called, that thing go from one end to the other. And so he said that is their way of chanting. So the point actually is that at some point, both Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada pointed out that the most important consideration is actually service. And also we can go back, sevan mukhehi jubhado swayam eva surattata. That's when, through service, sevan mukhehi jubhado, the senses become engaged in service to Krishna, then swayam eva, the holy name will spontaneously manifest. Swayam eva surattata. So of course, I mean, we have to consider, you know, at least when Prabhupada says 16 rounds for us, that's a must for us. That's the very basic. Like, during Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, maybe they were more qualified. So he gave the basic standard as 64 rounds. And Prabhupada saw that we are not really that fixed up to chant 64 rounds and at the same time render service. So that's why Prabhupada brought it down to 16 rounds and rest of the time render service. A 16 round is the basic requirement. And then render your service. But service is the most important consideration. But then when one reaches that purified stage, then yes, he will chant all the time, spontaneously. And not only he will be chanting spontaneously, at that time the mood actually will be I wish when the holy name, Tunde Tandavini, Bitonitoe Tundavali Labdhaye, when this holy name dances on the tip of my tongue, I wish I had millions of tongues. Karno Kroro Karambini Ghatayate Karnar Budepas Priham. And when the holy name enters through the ear holes, I wish that I could get millions of ears. So that will be the mood at that time. Like, chanting will not become a compulsion. At that time, chanting will be a matter of, our entire, the purpose of our entire existence. So with that mood, we have to approach. Like, chanting is, of course, very important. But chanting also, today we'll discuss that actually. Chanting also, holy name, takes into different dimensions. That is the topic for today actually. I'll come into that.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah, sure.
Since we're talking about worshipping in Braj and worshipping in Dwarka, or Mathura for instance, where it's opulence, Aishwarya Bhav, Lord Jagannath seems to be in the center, at least as far as our movement is concerned. Many of us who are connected to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent most of his time with Lord Jagannath.
Yeah.
My question is that in Puri, there is also this concept of Ultara, which comes back from Gundicha Mandir back to Jagannath Puri. Hmm. But for someone who is connected to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, who is worshipping in the mood of Prajapati, this whole concept of Uttara seems to be very painful because you are bringing back Lord Jagannath from Vrindavan back to Puri. But is this procedure, has it ever been done in ISKCON? Has it historically ever been followed? Or?
The Ultarat or first of all, let us consider what is this Jagannath festival. Krishna of Dwarka came to Kurukshetra and there he met the residents of Vrindavan. Upon seeing him after such a long separation, the residents of Vrindavan just took him away because they are not satisfied seeing him in that way. They are not happy to see Krishna as a prince. That is, Aisharja Bhav. Right? They are not interested of that mood. Therefore, they want to take him back to Vrindavan. Right? That is, and that's why Jagannath is Krishna of Dwarka, at the same time Jagannath is Krishna of Vrindavan. And to be more precise, Jagannath is Krishna of Dwarka who is yearning to go back to Vrindavan. And that is the thing, that is the similarity between Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath is yearning, how can I go back to Vrindavan? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, is calling out to Krishna, Krishna of Vrindavan. Like he became, so that's why he actually took shelter of Jagannath Puri. Now, as you said, like the return, yes, Krishna of Dwarka has to go back to Dwarka. right? After all, they kidnapped him. And after that, Rukmini Devi, when he got the news that these Brajavasis have kidnapped Krishna, she thought that, they must be punished for this crime. They kidnapped the prince. How dare they do that? So she took the soldiers, the army, and raided Vrindavan. And she arrested the Brajavasis. And she is judging them. That is the festival of Hera Panchami. She is judging them. Now, in order to have the judgment, you have to have a pleader. You have to have a lawyer, or what's that called in America? The prosecutor, public prosecutor. And so Narad Muni is the lawyer in the side of the Brajavasi, of the Dwarkavasis. She is the inside of Rukmini, the government side. And Lalita Devi is in the Brajabashi's side. So in that, their question came up that Krishna has everything in Vrindavan, Dwarka. Then why Krishna is so much eager, so Krishna is constantly yearning to come to Vrindavan. So much so that during the daytime, Krishna's mind is somewhere else. He always appears to be absent-minded in Dwarka. And at night, Krishna actually goes to Vrindavan. And he, in a dream, he calls out to the cowherd boys and the other residents of Vrindavan and so forth. So that question came up, why Krishna does that? Because Dwarka has everything. All the opulence, there is nothing, no lacking of anything, because Dwarka has everything. So Lalita Devi's appeal, point in that respect, was that Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan, is made of touchstone. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. All the trees, it's a forest. But actually all the trees are kalpa vrikshas. And all the cows here are actually Surabhi cows. Krishna is tending the cows. Krishna is the cowherd boys. But who is Krishna tending? Krishna is tending the cowherd the Surabhi cows. So if they wanted in Vrindavan, they could get everything. Like when you have the Chintamanis, when you have the Surabhi cows, when you have the kalpa vrikshas, you can naturally get everything that you want. So all the opulence of Dwarka could have very well been in Vrindavan. But in the Vrajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan, they do not want anything. The only thing they want is Krishna. That's the only thing that they want. They don't want anything else. So that is how the supremacy of Vraja had been established. And so then that's how Rukmini Devi actually understood the glory of Vrindavan. But at the same time, you see, that happened 3 days after that, the kidnapping episode. But Krishna stayed there for another 4 days. Right? What did Krishna do those 4 days? Krishna was just having his exchange with the residents of Vrindavan. And Rukmini Devi exclaimed, "Oh, what did I see? What a wonderful experience this is." But the residents of Vrindavan said, "What did you see? You saw nothing. Because this is not real Vrindavan." You see, that Vrindavan where they took Krishna was the area where they were residing near Dwarka. It was not actual Vrindavan that they took to. But so that is, she understood what Vraja is, but Krishna was going back. So at that time, the residents actually did help her to take Krishna back. And they took Krishna back to there. Why? Because the highest culmination of Madhurja is not Sambhog, but Vipralamba. The separation is the highest. So in all, from all different angles, everything is perfectly harmonized. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So, okay. So today's topic actually is significance of Sankirtan movement in Jiva's spiritual ascent. Why Sankirtan is so special? What is the difference? Why Sankirtan is, what is the significance of Sankirtan? The first thing we have to consider is that Sankirtan brought about a total revolution in the entire spiritual domain, the spiritual practice especially, in the domain of cultivation of spiritual culture. How? Prior to this Sankirtan movement, the process for spiritual life was that a sincere seeker for spiritual life would go to Guru's ashram and get trained up by Guru and receive mantra from Guru in course of time in the form of diksha. And what is the mantra? Mantras were secret. Mantras were secret. The Guru used to just whisper the mantra in the ears of the disciple when he saw that the disciple is competent, qualified. And then one would silently chant the mantra. The chanting of the mantra has different stages. One, the first stage or the lowest stage of chanting of the mantra is upangshu. And I'm sorry, bachik. That one would, his lips would be trembling and very softly the sound would come so that nobody else would hear that. And then upangshu, it will be silent and chanted within. And the best form of chanting is manasa, in the mind. So we can see that the chanting of the mantra, the quality depended upon the more meditative or more internal it was, the more advanced it was. Right? Because it was secret. It was supposed to go develop internally. So that was the process. Mantra was a secret. The Guru would only give it to the qualified disciples, and it would, and that disciple, if anybody wanted to have the mantra, he has to get it from the Guru after acquiring necessary qualification. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the Sankirtan, and not only the mantra, but he gave the Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras. And that mantra also he made it public. Previously it was secret. But now that mantra has become public. And not an ordinary mantra. The Maha Mantra has made public. And not only that, the process also reversed. Here, the worst kind of chanting of the mantra is the silent chanting. And the best kind of chanting the mantra is the loud chanting. And louder it is, the better it is. And the more people get together and chant it, that's even better. So you can see how the process has reversed in this age. And that is Sankirtan. Many people get together and chant the mantra loudly, and the louder it is, the better it is. And also, what kind of mantra? the Maha Mantra, not ordinary mantras. The ordinary, generally mantras are Gayatri. But Maha Mantra is the holy name. So, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. The process has been reversed, process has been revolutionized. So that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually brought or gave. That, and he can do it because he is the lawmaker. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lawmaker can break the law and do whatever he wants to do. But whatever he does, that becomes the law. So that is how that this unusual process, which will be considered to be absolutely unusual in other ages, has become the Yuga Dharma of this age. The Yuga Dharma actually means the law given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam. And then also we can see that this concept of Sankirtan also has been gradually evolving. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, and a couple of hundred years after, since his disappearance also, the process of Sankirtan actually was singing the glory and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was the Sankirtan. That was generally known as a Pala Kirtan. Like Kirtan in the form of drama, narrating the pastimes and glorification of the Lord. In Bengal it is still quite prevalent. Like they sing. They're very accomplished singers, and they not only they chant the holy name, of course, and also this goes on. Like they have this thing called Ashtaprahar Kirtan. Ashtaprahar means a day has 8 prahar. So 24 hour long. The Kirtan would go on. It would start in the morning and go on for 24 hours till the next day. And they would chant the holy name. So, that is how it was at that time, during the early phase of Sankirtan. But you can see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had another group of devotees who he instructed to write books. Then they are the Goswamis of Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one hand, he gave this Sankirtan movement, which apparently is very simple, and he revolutionized the process. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his time actually faced a lot of oppositions, especially from the Brahmanas, from the caste Brahmanas. Their thing was that where is it that how can anyone chant the mantra publicly? How can anyone allow the low class people to chant mantra? Mantras are actually meant only for the Brahmanas. But unfortunately, they couldn't recognize that this personality is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Mantra Purusha himself. The personality whom all the mantras are indicating, he is this personality. He is the person who actually establishes Dharma. And he has actually come to establish Yuga Dharma. So it's always the case. Like most of the people do not understand a revolutionary personality. Because common people can see only up to this far. Whereas a revolutionary personality brings about a change for the future. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the greatest spiritual revolutionary of all time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this Sankirtan movement. And the Sankirtan movement was actually spreading through the chanting of the holy name. Through this, as I said, the Pala Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the highest spiritual process in the most simple way. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to do anything. Simply chant the holy name. There is no need for austerity. There is no need for penances. There is no need for sacrifice. There is no need for even worshipping the deity in the temple. That is Mahaprabhu's revolutionary mood. Just chant the holy name. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayoir Jajunti Hi Sumedhasaha. So that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu wanted to establish his gift through the scriptural research. And the Goswamis of Vrindavan were assigned with that responsibility. Nana Shastra Vicharenaika Nipuno Saddharma Sangsthapako. Nana Shastra Vicharenaika Nipuno. With great expertise, they studied and analyzed and researched all the scriptures and established one Sadharma, the ultimate dharma, Sanatan dharma, the ultimate dharma of the jiva. So that has been done by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. So we can see Mahaprabhu's movement during his time also took two different dimensions. One is for the mass, grassroots, and the other was for the class. The highest class of people, like those who will question, that what is the proof? And all the proofs are there in Goswami literature. What Mahaprabhu gave, Goswamis actually established that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not establish. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, headed by Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, actually did that job. And established that this is the highest thing that anybody can ever get, even in the spiritual sky. Not only in the material nature, this is the highest. Even in the spiritual sky, this is the highest achievement. So that is what was established. And the process was congregational chanting of the holy name. Come, everybody come and chant Nam Sankirtan. Chant the holy name. And now this is Radha Krishna, since you asked that question, that generally in other ages, the mantra is Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama. That Sankirtan that they do. But the Maha Mantra is a special gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is actually Radha Krishna personified. I mean, this mantra is Maha Mantra is Radha Krishna. So, Hari Bol Baladev, just leave it. Leave it. Actually, one thing, I'm very sensitive, if there is something happening, my attention gets distracted and I feel very, I lose my temper. I lose my cool, actually. Anyway, so... because when the chain of thought gets kind of interrupted, it's... Okay, then it came another... It got another development. That development is singing of Krishna's pastimes and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the form of, you can say, ballads. Descriptions of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, like in the form of singing the stories. And that became very prevalent. People would spend nights, wake up, stay up the whole night listening to those kirtans. Like this culture we can see still prevalent in parts of Bengal and especially in Manipur. Manipur is one country where this culture, Vaishnav culture, has been very well preserved. Like Narottam Das Thakur, one of the disciples of Narottam Das Thakur, went to Manipur and preached to the king of Manipur, who was already a Vaishnav, and he became a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made this Gaudiya Vaishnavism as the state culture, state religion, national, I mean the religion of the state. And now we can see their whole, they are actually preserved it in a very, very wonderful way because of various reasons. While Bengal and other parts of India was under the Muslim domination, and due to their influence, a good part of Gaudiya Vaishnava culture was lost, they have retained it, they have preserved it. And there we can see their dance, their music, everything is actually centered around this Krishna consciousness, centered around Krishna. They have beautiful Manipuri dance. All their themes are actually Krishna's pastimes. And what are the sings? What are the songs they sing? They all sing Narottam Das Thakur songs. Although their language may be different, but you know, all the songs are actually Bengali songs by Narottam Das Thakur. So anyway, so this is how we can see that this is how it was happening those days, in the form of dance, in the form of drama, in the form of theater, in the form of music, everything was in the form of cooking. And that's another thing. You go to Manipur and you see the Gaudiya Vaishnava cuisine there. Beautiful. And the way they serve. It's an art. It's a very profound art, actually. And it will be nice to revive that culture again. Because that is our culture. That's our heritage. So in this is how the Sankirtan became at that time. Because those days, mind you, printing didn't start. That's something that Vasudev, another thing that Vasudev actually did, he presented the books, Vedas in the form of books. Prior to Vasudev, Vedas were not in the form of books, Vedas were in the form of knowledge. Upanishads are not books, Upanishads are the branches of knowledge that a disciple received from the spiritual master. Purans are not books. These are the narrations of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the advent of, when the Kali Yuga was about to begin, Vasudev, seeing the condition, degraded condition of the people of the age of Kali, he felt the need to present it in written form. That is, that's how books came. So for Kali Yuga, the books are very, very important. The Goswamis gave the books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching was substantiated through the presentation of their writings, the books. And but in spite of that, there was so much deviation in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. The upper sampradayas, they introduced, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so famous at that time, naturally he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some people, consciously or unconsciously, started to use his name in order to establish their understanding. And many of these upper sampradayas actually started by some very, very well-known followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are some of them are big acharyas, but deviated. Deviated from Mahaprabhu's line. And in this way, Mahaprabhu's teachings got lost. For hundreds of years, Mahaprabhu's teachings are practically lost. And what was going on in the name of Mahaprabhu's teachings was just some deviant things, deviant teachings and deviant practices. Then came Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he revived Mahaprabhu's teachings. And he presented them in the form of books again. During Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, during his time, even if he couldn't find a Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was looking around and couldn't find a single Chaitanya Charitamrita, heard about Chaitanya Charitamrita, but couldn't find one. Finally, he got one. Not in Bengal, but in Odisha. And then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur started to present Mahaprabhu's teachings. But how? He started to present them through his writing. Because we can see that the written form is the most substantial form of retaining something. Like, hearing can be lost. When you receive something, but just by hearing, the understanding can become misinterpreted. But that cannot be done through with the writings. That's why writing in this age became so important. And especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur started this, presenting this literatures pertaining to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in the form of books. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to give it a further thrust, and he presented those books in the form of distributing the teachings in the form of books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not do it that extensively, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not so emphatic about the book distribution. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur became. And here we can see a somewhat shift from the concept of Sankirtan. Previously, Sankirtan was just singing. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Sankirtan another dimension. That is, presenting the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understanding of Krishna in the form of books. And he made it a point to distribute those books because printing now became quite prevalent. Printing became quite common. Like, to understand how rare books used to be, like once Akbar, who was the monarch of India, became impressed by Jiva Goswami. And you know what he gave Jiva, what he presented Jiva Goswami as a token of his appreciation for his wisdom? Some handmade paper. So that is how rare paper used to be those days. It was considered to be some. They used to write on what? On palm leaves. Or there was another kind of. Yeah, palm leaves were the things that were easy to preserve, or it was lasting, very lasting leaves. There are other kinds of writings also they use, some tree barks, known as bhurja patra, but they were not very they were not very sturdy. They were quite delicate. They would break and they would get lost very easily. So the weight of writing was on the palm leaves. Palm leaves were cut into some size and they used to write on that. Many of the Goswami literatures you will find, many of the early writings you will find are in that palm leaves. There will be palm leaves held together by two bamboo things, binding it with a rope. So you can see how rare these books were. Like, to have these books were very, very rare. But with the advent of Kali, as the mechanical development started to take place, industrial development start to take place, the books became, the paper became more readily available. Printing became the norm. Printing became popular, common. Like, this is how we actually have to give some credit to Kali for making these advancements. the paper and printing. The printing actually was started by some German scientists. And so Bhakti Vinod Thakur took advantage of that advancement. And he started to print books just to present Mahaprabhu's teachings in a proper way. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came, started to distribute the books. The interesting thing to note is that the books became so important for him, books actually became the means for Sankirtan. Sankirtan meant book, printing books and distributing books. So much so that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started to identify the printing press as Brihat Mridanga. Not this Mridanga, clay Mridanga to play Kirtan, but a Brihat Mridanga, bigger Mridanga, whose sound will go far away, far much further away than the sound of music sung by the singers. And then we can see that Srila Prabhupada came. The most unique characteristics of Srila Prabhupada is that how he understood the mood of his spiritual master. Prabhupada was not one of the stalwart leaders of the movement at that time. He was rather an insignificant householder. I mean, Prabhupada, what to speak of being in the front line, he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur only 3 times. But what was so unique about Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada understood the mood of his spiritual master. He understood the mood of the Acharya in the perfect way. And we can see, what did Srila Prabhupada do? Srila Prabhupada not only came to the West to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, but Prabhupada gave such an emphasis on book printing books, and first writing books, translating the books with his Bhaktivedanta purport to make it understandable for the people in general. But Prabhupada saw the need. Here again, we can see how practical Srila Prabhupada was. Prabhupada could have presented his Guru Maharaj's books, but he didn't do that because he knew, or he could see, that the people in the West will not be able to understand Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's teachings or writings. Therefore, Prabhupada had to write it according to their ability, according to their ability to grasp. And that is his Bhaktivedanta purport. And we can see how Srila Prabhupada emphasized the book printing and book distribution. And finally, what Prabhupada gives? Books are the basis. What he is presenting, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented, what his Guru Maharaj presented and previous Acharyas presented, that presentation, the basis of that presentation is the books. On these books, on the basis of the books, the entire movement has been established. And distribution of books became the Sankirtan. Now, what does it actually mean? How distribution of books becomes a Sankirtan? Now, we have to understand what is the purpose of Sankirtan. The purpose of Sankirtan is to receive Krishna prema. How does one receive Krishna prema? The first consideration or first criteria for receiving Krishna prema is to understand Krishna. Unless and until we understand Krishna, how can we fall in love with him? And then when we understand Krishna, then comes the question is how can we develop our love for Krishna? First is understanding. Second is how, the process. Sambandha, abhidheya, and finally prayojan. What is the need? Why do we need this Krishna consciousness? Why do we need to love Krishna? Why do we need Krishna Prem? All that have been most wonderfully explained through Srila Prabhupada's books, through his Bhaktivedanta purport. Through Bhaktivedanta purport, what is Prabhupada giving us? Prabhupada is giving us just these three aspects. Sambandha, Avidhya, Prayojan. And book distribution became the most important activity, most important involvement of the devotees of ISKCON. Prabhupada said, just distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Why? Prabhupada knew that this is how he is establishing ISKCON. Books are going out, the more extensively the books go out, not only in English, but translated in all different languages of the world. All different corners of the world. In this way, the foundation of the movement has actually been established. Through Prabhupada's own writing, translating and giving his Bhaktivedanta purport. And then presenting them in the form of books in a most beautiful way, with most attractive paintings, most attractive presentation, and then translating them into all different languages and distributing them all over the world. So, this is how Prabhupada actually established the Sankirtan movement. This is the foundation that Srila Prabhupada has established. Now, we have to consider, yes, that is Sankirtan, but is just book distribution the only aspect of Sankirtan? No. When we give out the books, we have to encourage and inspire people to read the books. Prabhupada was very emphatic about that point. Don't just distribute books. You read them yourself and encourage them to read. So that is another very, very important consideration of our Sankirtan movement. This is how the Sankirtan is going to spread. Now, let us be real. Let's face some facts. Let's observe certain happenings. Lots of books have gone out. Millions of books have gone out. But how many people have become devotees? Millions of books have gone out. So at least a few million people would have been Krishna conscious today. The books are so powerful. Most of us, if we look back, how did we become attracted to this movement? By reading Prabhupada's books. And people are taking the books, reading the books, then why they are not becoming devotees? So this is one thing that we have to consider. Like if we want to push forward the Sankirtan movement, this is one thing we have to very seriously consider. Where are the devotees? Why people, although books are going out, why they are not becoming devotees? Maybe because of two reasons. They are not reading the books. And after reading the books, they are not really, when they come close to us, they don't feel actually encouraged to join us. And both are actually real. Both are factual. I know many people who are committed to Srila Prabhupada's movement, but they don't feel that they are ready or ISKCON is ready to receive them. they are not impressed with our movement. Because somehow we are not really depicting what Prabhupada presented in his books and what people come and see what we are doing. So this is one important thing that we have to seriously consider. Like here we are all together, what's the purpose of this retreat? How we are going to push this Sankirtan movement forward? And we have to seriously consider these points. We are distributing books, but after they take the books, are we going out and cultivating them? We are not doing that. Now, is it fair? We just give the books, and then we don't care what they do with the books. No, we have to take it seriously. When you give somebody a book, we must at least try to see that they read the book, and if they have difficulty in appreciating the book, understanding the book, we should actually help them. And that is what preaching is. For our preaching also, books should be the basis. And then, when they become encouraged and inspired by Srila Prabhupada's teachings, what's the next thing? We have to create an atmosphere where they can be properly engaged in devotional service. So these are the considerations of Sankirtan. Sankirtan took a turn from music to books. But just the books are not everything. The books have a purpose. We have to fulfill those purpose. Just like we go into 24-hour Harinam Kirtan, but the quality of our life doesn't change. Is there any purpose? Is there any purpose attending in this Sankirtan or Ashtaprahar Kirtan or Pala Kirtan? No. The purpose actually is to change the way of our lives. From material, we have to be transported to spiritual domain, spiritual platform. That's what is the purpose of Sankirtan. Sankirtan is meant to change our lives. Sankirtan is meant to take us from material to the spiritual world. And if it doesn't, individually or collectively, then we have to understand that the application of the process is not proper. The purpose of Sankirtan is to change our life. The purpose of the spiritual practice is to change our life. That is, we have to be spiritualized. We have to be spiritualized. And then let us consider, when people become inspired by Srila Prabhupada's books, what would be the next? Now, let us consider, what is the ultimate goal of this Sankirtan movement? What is the ultimate goal of this Sankirtan movement? Is the ultimate goal of Sankirtan movement to just us going back to Godhead? What is the ultimate goal of Sankirtan movement? In every town and village. In every town and village all over the world. That means this movement is going to spiritualize the whole world. So when people become inspired by Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then it is our responsibility to engage them to achieve that goal. It is Prabhupada used to say that our business is preaching. Preaching means transforming their lives. And the problem actually happens often is that everybody thinks, what can I do? It's true. What can I do singularly, alone? And that's why I think, at least I personally consider that as a leader of this movement, I have certain responsibility. And that responsibility is to engage people, provide the opportunities, facilitate them to become involved in that massive objective that we have to achieve. We may not be able to just spread Krishna consciousness all over the world in every town and village overnight. It may take many generations, but somewhere we have to start to achieve that goal. If we don't start, how it will ever happen? You may climb, you may go out to climb Mount Everest, but what is the first step you take? The first step you take is out of your own house. So somewhere we have to take that first step. Let us consider, let's all get together and figure out how we are going to make it happen. Somebody was asking me, it was Rishi yesterday was asking, what do I mean by commitment? Right? So commitment means dedicating oneself in achieving that goal that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has set for us. We may be doing various things, but from our own respective position, we can do something. And just as drops of water fill up the ocean, similarly, drops of contribution towards this in various forms, through our active involvement, through our support, through our indirect involvement, whatever, it'll generate a massive thrust which will push this movement forward. So once again, I'll go back to that point. To be involved in Sankirtan means a very, very sincere involvement in Mahaprabhu's mission. I'm not saying, I don't want to imply that those who are householders, they should leave their family, and those who are running their businesses, they should drop their businesses. Those who are in their professions, they should give up their profession. No. Wherever you are, and that is the unique thing about Krishna consciousness. Sthane sthitva shruti gatam. Wherever you are, don't have to change your position. Be there. But from there, you do something to change this world. Your contribution may be very insignificant, doesn't matter. The squirrel is dropping a few pieces of sand in the ocean when Ramchandra is building the bridge. But to Ramchandra, that service is also of absolute dimension. And let's in our heart become fully convinced that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this movement is going to spread all over the world, in every town and village, is going to happen. It's going to happen. Nothing can stop this. It's bound to happen. But the question is, what will be our role in that achievement? What will be our role? Are we just miss out this opportunity? Or are we going to play a role, doesn't matter how insignificant it is? That is the consideration. So Sankirtan, again I'll go back, Sankirtan is not just chanting the holy name with beautiful tune. It's wonderful to sing the holy name of the Lord and sing the teachings of the Acharyas, sing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as they have been presented by the Acharyas in a very beautiful, sweet tune, melodious tune. That is also Sankirtan collectively. That is there, but it has a broader meaning. I'll also go to the extent of saying that distributing Prabhupada's books are very important, but just distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is not enough. There is something more than that. We have to cultivate people. We have to induce them to accept this process wholeheartedly. We have to encourage them and facilitate them to become actively involved in this movement, to revolutionize the state of affairs of this world. And we cannot stop. There is no room, no opportunity, no facility to stop. Or from within ourselves, we should develop the spirit. We are not going to stop until that goal has been achieved. So that is the significance of Sankirtan in the life of every one of us. So let us get involved in this glorious mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what will be the reward? The reward will be the most wonderful success. This whole material nature will become spiritualized. Look at the condition of this material nature. Is it very pleasant? is very, very pathetic. But won't it be wonderful if Krishna consciousness spreads all over the world? Won't it be wonderful if the government is Krishna conscious? And they are making the law. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Won't it be wonderful when the government makes a law like that? Won't it be wonderful when the government makes a law that every day, everybody has to attend the temple program at least once a day? Everybody has to chant so many number of rounds every day. You and I cannot make the law, but the government can make the law. And that's why, that is how we have, that is the dimension, that is the volume of work that is waiting for us to achieve. So let's become serious. Thank you very much. All glories to Shri. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Rishi. Give him the mic.
Very much. When we say it's every town and village, that makes me think that eventually the entire mass of people have to become Krishna consciousness, like the ordinary man on the street. When I think about how you preach to the ordinary man on the street, they don't read books. Like, they may read sleazy magazines, they may read nonsense, but they don't read literature, they don't read philosophy. So to engage that ordinary man on the street, do we have to go to a movies, music, popular music level, or do we engage the governments and enforce people? Because they're sheep, effectively, the ordinary man on the street. Do we go to the government level and then command them?
Yeah. Yeah. Utility is the principle. Like, whatever way, whatever is necessary, let's do that. Well, many people will not read, but they are attracted to watching TVs. Okay, present Krishna conscious subject matters. Present Prabhupada's teachings through TVs. Present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, Krishna's pastimes through TVs, movies. Yes, this is how we have to take over. Books are not the only thing. Books are the basis. But books can be presented in various ways. When we are presenting TVs, what we are actually making? We are presenting the books. Right? When you are making movies, we are presenting the books. Yes, Tania?
Came to mind when he was asking that question. As also with having literature and books, it might help if we have, you know, a list of different websites, because who doesn't have computer knowledge of, you know, just to direct them?
Yes. Whatever medium is there, we must use that. Everything. Sankirtan means using everything for the glorification of Krishna. Use everything, whatever can be used. Especially the communication, the medium for communication. Any other question? Oh, Shisha Prabhu. Oh, you're sitting there. So you should have noticed that and given him a chair.
Maharaj, I really appreciate the vision that you presented in this development of the Sankirtan movement from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it puts Srila Prabhupada in his emphasis, not just his emphasis, but it shows his deep connection and being the fruit of the entire development of Sankirtan over, you know, the 5 centuries since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very easy to think, well, somehow or another that was just a convenient way that Srila Prabhupada stumbled upon to engage people or raise money for the movement or something, but this is a completely different understanding of the emphasis that he gave book distribution and book publication like that as being the direct will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very wonderful as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, any other question? Okay. So we can have some kirtan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschakadishatarine. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Nitai Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Gaur Premanande Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharjo Ashtuttara Shatu Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaro Bindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharjo Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadiv Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada